In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Last week I posed the question, what do we understand by resurrection? Let me today ask, what do we understand by the resurrection, with a capital R? And yes, obviously, it means Jesus rising from the dead. But what's it all for? What's it all about? There is a hint in today's reading from St. John's Gospel. There we are told it was the Feast of the Dedication. And this is a feast of the Incarnation, God coming to live, or more literally, to pitch his tent among us, among his people. And this festival also celebrates the restoration of the temple after its desecration by Greek armies in 165 BC. A celebration then that God once again dwells in his holy place. Now jump quickly back to the story of Noah, our first reading today. After the flood, the earth is being restored and being made fruitful. And God confirms that he is living once again among his people. Never again shall all flesh be cut off, he says to Noah. This is the significance of Jesus entering the temple on the Feast of the Dedication. By the resurrection, Jesus is restoring to their proper purpose those things which have become abused and disfigured. In the liturgy of the Orthodox Church, when the bread and wine are brought forward to the altar, the people sing, "Now the Lord is about to enter his temple." And if he is not here, there is no point in what we do in the liturgy. But because he is risen, he is here in his holy place among his people. We are not cut off from him. His resurrection fulfills God's promise to Noah. We are not cut off, neither by a flood, nor by death, nor by the very worst that we do to disfigure his image in us. None of that cuts us off. And that is why we say that every time the Eucharist is celebrated, God is in his holy temple, and it is like a little Easter. Amongst a desolate landscape, rather like what you see when floodwaters have dried up, there are green shoots of new life, of new hope. Signs of the new start that the resurrection signifies. Pope John Paul II described Teze as springtime in the church. It is again a holy place, and it is one of those places where there are green shoots of hope. And I'm going to ask our young people, Antina and so on, to come and tell us something about their experiences in that special place last week.
So last week, a group of about six young people and about five adults went to Teze. Art and Esther went for the whole week, so they were there already. And the rest of us went up on Thursday and came back on Sunday. And I can see you all looking over there, so I think there must be pictures showing them. So I'm just asking these two ladies to share a little bit about their experiences.
So we took a weekend trip to Tizen, and I had never heard about this place until Tina announced that we would be going. And so Tizen is a small village in France where people from all over the world come together to pray and worship and just to learn more about God. And there's always so many people there that you can't leave Tizen without making a lot of new friends. And the lifestyle in Tizen is very simple, but I think that that helps you to concentrate on God. So I really liked it, and I'm glad I got to experience it.
I think it was a good experience for us, and everyone should do it once in their lives, and to show to see how they live there, and when you come home, you're really glad what you have at home. Nice showers and stuff. But it was a nice experience, and it was a fun time with all the people there. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. And this is Olivia and Ruby, in case you don't know who they are. And Chloe had wanted to share a story with us this morning, but she's with her mom today. So I told her I would share for her, because we had a really cool little story that happened. I think the second day there, she lost her earring. And I don't know if you know which ones I'm talking about, but they're gold, and they're kind of a shell shape. And she wears them basically all the time, has had them for longer than I've been alive. Like, they mean a lot to her, yeah. So the second day, she couldn't find it. And she thought maybe she'd left it where they had lunch, or it was somewhere else, but you know, Tizen is a pretty big camp, so we had no idea where it was. And I said, okay, let's pray about it, because God knows exactly where it is, and He just needs to help us find it. So we prayed, and 2 days went by, and we still hadn't found it. And the last night, after evening prayer, we were leaving the church, and there's like a little bookshelf there with Bibles in different languages. And in the corner of the bookshelf was a screw. I guess someone else had lost that. And Chloe's earring. And I said, Chloe, is this your earring? And she reached up and thought she had lost the other one. But she still had that one. And it was her other earring. So it was. We were still in the church, and we were trying to be quiet and respectful. But we managed to run outside and then celebrate because we found the earring. And it was just really cool that we found it. And that was one of those stories where sometimes God increases your faith so you can believe Him for the next thing. Because the day afterwards, on our way back, we were at a rest stop. And we'd stopped there to get lunch. And after we went back to the car, we found out that Chloe couldn't find her keys. They weren't in her bag, and we didn't know if they were in the bathroom, or they'd been dropped when she went to get coffee, or they were somewhere on the ground where we had lunch. And I just thought, okay, we're going to be stranded in France, we're all tired, we want to go home, and I just had to say to myself, okay, we found that earring, we're going to find these keys. And we walked over to the trash can, which was like a big dumpster thing where you'd open the top and you could see, like, it was like a couple meters wide and all this trash. And there in the middle of the trash can was the bag that, with all our trash from lunch and Chloe's keys. And it was actually kind of amazing because she has like a lanyard, like she ties them around her neck usually. And she dropped them next to the bag, but somehow her lanyard had gotten hooked like into the bag so you could see our bag from lunch and her keys. And Nick found a stick that was perfect, had like a little hook on it, so we reached down in there and pulled them out and were able to come home. But it was just really cool to have that experience because it showed how much God cares about even the little things like earrings and keys, and that He was really watching out for us. But all in all, we had a great time, and I'm really glad that we went. Thank you.
So we want to say thank you to Tina and to all the other adults who went with the young people, and we give thanks for a good experience for them as well, as you know, open their eyes and their minds to expressions of that springtime in the church.